Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and your spiritual relationship. Your spiritual relationship. This is not a religious program. This is a discussion of how did we get where we are with people being so controlled, if you will, by scripture. That, I mean, the legalistic interpretations that I get. I just want to mention, I get more information from you all on what I need to do with my life in a religious fashion than anything else. I mean, it's incredible. I know Noelle, who's in the studio with me today, I haven't really brought her on yet, but Noelle, you've been reading some of the mail. It's amazing how much energy people put into that, isn't it?
Oh, I know. There's so much time and dedication put into all of the letters that are sent to you, and it's just amazing.
Most of it being why I'm going to burn in hell if I don't do this or that, or how, you know, they interpret scripture or catechism or whatever. It's incredible. It is incredible what I get from people. And people take it very seriously. And it's important to them, very important to them. And what Dr. Day is doing here today is really kind of opening up another whole avenue of thought that a lot of people are afraid to talk about. And I'm sure, let me just ask you, Dr. Day, what has been some of the most severe criticism that you've ever obtained from doing this?
That I have no right to talk about the Bible because I didn't go to the seminary.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
As though we can't have a personal relationship. See, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It doesn't need a hierarchy. It doesn't need a building. You know, if you have brothers and sisters, what if your brother came to you, Joyce, and said, look, I'm going to build a building, and I'm going to charge you dues, and I'm going to tell you when you can talk to our dad and when you can't. Hmm. You'd say, yeah, you're nuts. I can talk to my dad whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the thing is, we can talk to our Heavenly Father whenever we want. And one place in the Bible, it says you need no man to teach you. One is your teacher, Jesus Christ. So if you come, understanding the Bible has nothing to do with superior intelligence or going to a high-priced university. It is a willing heart. God can open your mind to the truth. Remember, Jesus picked his disciples. 11 of the 12 he picked from Galilee. People who were uneducated, fishermen, tax collectors, and all that. The one that he picked that was educated was Judas Iscariot. And look what happened to him. All right? That was the only educated one. And then Paul, when Judas Iscariot sabotaged Christ and turned him into the authorities and committed suicide, eventually God replaced him himself. Jesus Christ came down on the road to Damascus and picked Paul. Paul was actually the 12th disciple picked by Jesus Christ himself. And so Paul was highly educated, but God had to put him through a lot of trouble to get all that education out of him and for him to be able to understand who God really is. And Paul was the greatest one to talk about God being able to save everyone because he said in 1 Timothy 4:10, God is the Savior of all mankind, especially of those who believe. Now, especially, not only. Well, people say, well, you mean you can be saved without believing in Jesus Christ? Here's the point. The word believe is the same word as to have faith or to have faith or to believe. God is telling us that there's one group who will have faith, which means you believe without having seen Jesus Christ. And there will be another group who believes only when they see him at the judgment. So it says that because they will believe with seeing, and faith means you believe without having seen. So it says that God's the Savior of all mankind. People say, well, God wants to save them. No, it doesn't say God wants to save them. It says he is the Savior. What if I said to anyone in the studio, if you have children, you know, I used to be your child's teacher. Well, no, you didn't. Well, of course, in order to be your child's teacher, I have to have taught them.
Okay.
In order for God to be our Savior, He has to save us.
That's right. We've got to go to this break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour with Dr. Lorraine Day. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Lorraine Day is our guest today. Who rewrote the Bible? 880-some pages. I mean, it's an amazing amount of research that Dr. Lorraine Day has done. And I have to ask you, how does this put us into a positive, enlightened, more effective way of living our lives? Since you learned all of this from doing your research, because you were raised in a religious home and you felt like if you didn't do A, B, C, and D, you would burn in hell. Then once you came to this understanding, how has this changed your life for the positive, Dr. Day?
It changes everything because you realize that everybody in the world is your brother and sister, and God loves everybody the same. You see, the Bible says we become like the God we worship. If we worship a God who's going to burn his enemies in hell, then that's the way you become in your heart. But if you understand that all of God's judgments are remedial and not punitive, and they're all meant to turn us back to right doing, and people think, you know, well, I made the right choice, and that guy out there didn't make the right choice. Well, Jesus himself said, you don't choose me, I choose you. No one can come to me, Jesus said, unless the Father draws him, because there are none righteous, no, not one. There are none that seek after God. So you cannot choose God until he puts it in your heart. And if he's going to put it in your heart and my heart, why wouldn't he put it in everybody's heart? And people say, well, you know, he does put it in their heart, but they don't want to do it. Oh, so you're telling me that their will is stronger than God's will? God says it's his will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. I think it's 1 or 2 Peter 3:9. It's his will. And in Ephesians 1:11, it says God is operating everything according to the counsel of his own will, not ours. That's the whole idea. People say, well, we have free will. We have free will to make the choice. Well, there's nothing about free will in the Bible. God says he's operating everything according to his will. Well, they say, well, you know, choose this day whom you will serve. But again, Jesus said, you can't choose me unless my Father puts it in your heart to choose me. And there's a different time for everybody. So even when I'm standing in one of the gas station, little stores paying for gas, I realize, I look around at everybody in there. God loves them all. He loves them just like he loves me. He loves them all. And, you know, if I met somebody on the street and I said, oh, I haven't seen you for a long time. How are your children? You have five, don't you? Oh, no, I only have three. I thought you had five. Well, two are misbehaving, so I don't claim them. Well, that's not what a parent does with their children. And that's not what God does with his children. Yes, there may be many misbehaving, but they're reaping what they've sown. As I said, the word punished and punishment, words punishment and punishment are not in the Bible. The word is you reap what you sow. And when I have a chapter, I think, that's entitled, There's No Punishment for Sin, and some ministers have taken that title and not read the chapter, she says there's no punishment for sin. Well, there are consequences of sin. We reap what we sow. We do it to ourselves. God doesn't punish us for it. We do it to ourselves, and that's the way we learn. And so it makes it totally different. God is a loving God who loves his children. See, the one reason that I left this God was because my parents were Christians, and people say, well, they must have been so harsh. And I said, no, they were wonderful, loving parents. They disciplined my brother and me when we needed it, but I knew they would never really hurt us because they only had our best interest at heart, and they wanted us to do right. Well, then they were asking me to believe in this God who says, love me or I'm going to burn you in hell forever. But I said, how could God be more loving than my parents who are mere human beings? How can that be? And so I said, you know, I'm out of here because I can't get my mind around this God who says, love me or I'm going to torture you forever. Because my parents wouldn't do that to me. And so that's when I was so sick and I had to turn to God, and I said, as I said earlier in the program, you know, you seem like a pyromaniac to me, and you know, if you know my heart, if you're really up there and you know my heart, you know I don't like you very much. But if you're not like what the churches teach, show me. And over a period of time, a long period of time of studying, I learned who God really is. Yes, he disciplines us. In Romans 1, he tells us what his wrath is. He gives us over to our own desires to reap what we have sown. Look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son's father represents God. The prodigal son said, you know, I want to go and sow my wild oats. I don't want to stick around here anymore. This is boring. Give me my inheritance. And so he went out, and he had lots of wine, women, and song, and he ended up feeding the pigs. So he said, oh, man, he said, I'm in worse shape than my dad's servants. I'm going to go back and see if my dad will just let me be a servant because I had been so obnoxious to my father. Well, when he came back, did his father say, you misbehaved, I'm going to have to burn you to death? No, his father ran out to meet him and said, you're my son, I love you. Why did you go hurt yourself so badly? And that's what Jesus is waiting to say. Why are you hurting yourself so badly with these bad attitudes, with living and eating wrong and destroying your health? Why are you hurting yourself so badly? Just do it my way. and you'll be well. Do it my way and you'll be spiritually well. Do it my way and you will love your enemies.
So what, at this point, did you do now to change all of this, to make this new transition? What were your sort of the lessons that you learned that you needed to do to be able to worship God in the manner in which you need to be worshiped and also to get the direction that you wanted to get? What did you have to do?
Obviously, I had to learn to forgive everyone who had ever wronged me. I had to learn to love my enemies because I knew what God can eventually change them to be. I don't necessarily love what bad people are doing now, nor does God. But he knows what he can make out of that person and what their bad deeds will eventually cause them. They will cause them pain, and they will eventually understand that when they've received enough pain, whether it's emotional pain, psychological pain, physical pain, whatever, that there is only one place to turn. And that holding on to grudges and holding on to anger destroys us. It doesn't hurt the other person. It destroys us. And so I had to understand that God loves everybody the same. The Bible tells us he's no respecter of persons. He doesn't love people in the church more than he loves people out of the church. And again, being in the church, you're sitting there, and instead of studying on your own and learning to know God on your own, you're believing the experts. You and I, Joyce, both know that we have been lied to by the experts. Whether it's politically, whether it's medically, whether it's religiously, we've been lied to by the experts. God says, turn to me and be healed. Turn to me and be saved. By the way, in the New Testament, the word for healing is the same word for as saving. Okay? So whether it's healing physically, and in Psalms 103:3, God says he forgives all our sins and then heals all our diseases in that order. In that order. All right? So when you have a heart that recognizes that God loves everybody, even the most dastardly sinner, as much as he loves us, and that he can save them. God is not, you know, Satan is not stronger than God, where he can win all God's children or a whole bunch of them away from God. And God's standing there saying, oh, I created this creature who's gone bad, and he's won my children away, and I have no clue as how to win them back, and he's there tearing his hair out. That's not the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
God has everything under control. Satan cannot do anything that God doesn't allow him to do. And we know that from the book of Job.
You know, I want to bring up Pastor Carlton Pearson. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He was an American minister, black minister, and he had an epiphany one day. He was having lunch with his children in front of the TV, and they were watching a bunch of children in, I believe it was Somalia or someplace, and they were talking about how it was on a religious program, how these children who were dying of not having enough to eat, just the incredible treatment that, you know, much of the United States has given to them, but how these children were all suffering so much, and then said, and isn't it a shame because they are Muslim children or they don't know God that they will now burn in hell after this? And he had this aha experience in which he said, wait a minute. So we're saying that these children who have had this horrible, horrible life, didn't know God or wasn't introduced to Christ, and now they're going to go burn in hell. He said, his life changed at that moment. Then he had to tell his church that he made a change in his belief system, that he doesn't believe that they're going to go burn in hell because they didn't have a chance to know Christ. And he had to leave the church. I mean, the treatment that he got was tremendous. But, I mean, that is what has happened to a lot of people who say, wait a minute, I've had this epiphany here, and I see Christ in a whole different fashion. And I just think for people that this is a breath of freedom now to be able to think differently, that you're giving people that from the work that you've done and the translations that you've done or the translations that you've studied. And I think I'd like to open up the phone lines. And if there are those of you out there who want to perhaps I don't know. We usually take people that really totally disagree with someone. If you want to go to the front of the line, if you totally disagree with what Dr. Day is saying, we'd like to have you have a chance to say something. Or if you're finding this giving you some kind of relief or aha experience, if you'd like to share that also, the phone number is 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. And we'll hopefully get a phone number also that you can order this book if you're not online. And I know a lot of our people are not online. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Like
like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We have a call from Guatemala, and I know that I'm going to take John quickly here. Before we go back to Dr. Day, she has something she wants to add. But, John, in Guatemala, you're on the air with Dr. Lorraine Day. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much for your show. You do such a good job. I want to say that Lorraine Day is such a good, so well versed in what she's saying. I would like to say that Esau was hated, and Yeshua himself said that he called the Pharisee and the Sadducees. He said, "You are of your father Satan." So, and also he said he spoke in parables so that some could not be saved. So I don't think that it might be for everybody. Our Creator made Satan as well. He is the created, and there are people that stand in contra, that they stand directly as the haters of the love and the light and the truth. And I think these people have hell to pay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for calling in from Guatemala today. Dr. Day, any comments on that?
Well, the Bible, you have to understand that God does not hate like we hate. God does not love like we love. His ways are much higher than our ways. Yes, he said he hated Esau, but he also tells us that unless you hate your mother, father, sister, brother, children, that you cannot be his disciple. God doesn't hate like we do. What he means is unless you hate the advice of them over God. So Esau restored, God restored Esau to Jacob at the end. What he was saying was, I'm going to show that I don't obey the rules of man. It was the rule of man that the firstborn always got was the heir to the father's property. God says, I don't work the way man works. My ways are higher than yours and my thoughts higher. And what I would like to ask this man is, if he says that, you know, he made the right choice and these others didn't, well, again, no one can come to the Father, Jesus said, no one can come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. God has to put it into our heart. And if you think that your will is stronger than God's will, then we have become our own God. And that is the cause of all of the racism in the world, whether it's racism against the white race, racism against the black race, is because everybody thinks they're better than somebody else. And God says, no, everybody is the same. I love everybody the same. So if you believe that you made the right choice and Joe Blow didn't make the right choice, then you're obviously boasting about it. And God says, it's not of you, so you could boast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In fact, the word, we didn't get into what it means to be saved by grace, but by grace means that God does it all. It's not that God covers you with his, Jesus covers you with his blood and God can't see you're a sinner and you just sneak into heaven. Grace means that Jesus does it all. In other words, he puts it in your heart to accept him at the proper time after you have learned the lessons and reaped what you have sown.
And I want to encourage you to get Who Rewrote the Bible, and the phone number for those of you who are not online is 800-574-2437, 800-574-2437. Let's go to Brian in Kansas City. Brian, you're on the air. I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Lorraine Day.
I'm here. I just want to know if she's familiar with the Bible from the Nag Hammadi Library, because what I read online is that the Council of Nicaea was a group of archons and demons that got in the Bible and twisted a lot of things, and that the Nag Hammadi Codex is more accurate. And I tend to agree with that because I do a lot of meditation, and you take in basically divine energy. When you do that, you start seeing in other dimensions. You see past lives. And a lot of what I get when I do this would have been confusing without what I have gotten out of the Nag Hammadi.
Okay. Dr. Day, your response?
Well, I have an issue with meditation because meditation is of new age, and it's looking inside oneself. And when you empty your mind in meditation, when I was first diagnosed with cancer, for stress relief, I started meditation, which is a regular new age meditation, emptying your mind. And I had some pretty horrible experiences, and I realized that that wasn't the way to go. And so if you meditate on the Bible, but not do Eastern type meditation, but what God tells us to meditate on his word, that means study it, pray about it, not empty your mind. So
okay.
I have an issue with meditation.
Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. George Wiley with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Dr. Lorraine Day is our guest today, and we're talking about who rewrote the Bible. You know, I guess maybe I'm a little bit more conspiratorial, but I like focusing on the fact that we have been controlled so much by what we have been told, and we have been utilized. And there has been a goal to try to, at least back to the time of King James, to manipulate the people vis-a-vis Scripture. And that has turned so many people off. Because now Dr. Day says she studied it and she knows what to believe and what is right and what is not accurate. I don't know. And sometimes I feel like we've been lied to so much that it's just easier to say, I don't want anything to do with it. And I know a lot of people have done that. Let me just also please ask that you support the Power Mall. Whatever it is, we have got the best organic seasonings here. You can call and ask. We've got like 60-some seasonings. They're all organic. They're in Mylar bags, and they're one-pound bags. And I'm telling you, they are a lot cheaper than buying those little tiny bottles at the grocery store. So please take advantage of that. Also, we have L.A. Marzulli's information on special, and L.A. Marzulli has now offered, along with his book on the Watchers, to give a DVD with that. So we'll be getting that and sending out a DVD. The clay is on sale, the calcium bentonite clay and Willard water on special at the Power Mall, along with Purium. So give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and ask them about all the items that we have are on special that are going to be clearance, because they will be going out of date in the next 6 months. And there's a whole bunch of them, and I mean, you can save $20 and $30 on some of these items. So give us a call, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com, and you can go to Dr. Day's website at drday.com. All right, let's go to, let's see, where are we now? Brian in Kansas City? Are we at Brian, Josh?
I think we're at Doug in Iowa.
Doug in Iowa? Okay, Doug in Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead, please, Doug.
Dr. Day, Luke 16:20, when Lazarus was at the rich man's gate, he died, and he was carried by the angels and given into Abraham's bosom. Now, as they traveled on, the rich man died also, and he was across the great gulf, and he asked for a drip of water because it was so hot, I guess, where he ended up. Now, had he been judged, or did he just have a joke pulled on him?
Well, the thing is, that is a parable. If you go back to Luke 15, Jesus started by saying this.
Okay, let her finish. Let her finish.
This is a parable. It's in five parts. And so he talked about the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost boy, which is the prodigal son. And then the last one was the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. You know it is a parable because anybody who is in a literal hell and had one drop of water put on his tongue by someone reaching from heaven with a very long arm, this is a parable. God wanted to show that we reap what we sow. It wasn't that there's a literal hell. He was teaching us that we reap what we sow. And so that's what it is. If you go back to Luke 15, you'll see it is identified by Jesus as a parable.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. And let's go. Thank you, Doug. Let's go to Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Joyce, I'm sure glad to hear you on there. You got one of the best programs on shortwave radio.
Oh, you're so kind.
And
thank you so much, like, Curtis.
And what I'd like to ask Lorraine is on a subject I study, medical science and Christianity, the Bible, a great deal. One of the subjects I got in trouble with in my church and others is, Lorraine, I'd like to know your view on Mary Magdalene in the bloodline of Christ, that the Catholic Church, they have the bloodline of Mary Magdalene. What is your view on that?
For people who don't know what that issue is, it's talking about the Merovingian bloodline,
yes,
which is all Illuminati-based and a total deception. And they say that Jesus actually got down on the cross surreptitiously, married Mary Magdalene, and had a bunch of children from which the royal families in Europe descended. It is total hogwash. It has nothing to do with the Bible. It is just a figment of the imagination of the person who came up with this really far-out theory.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that because I take all that in. And,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Curtis. I got to move on. You know, this bothers me. Like Curtis said, you know, I got in trouble with the church. And I see this so many times. People say, you know, I got censored by my church, or I got this by my church. That's not what a church should be all about, nor maybe we shouldn't even have the churches in the fashion that we do. And that's a real shock for a lot of people also. Let's go to Annette in West Virginia. Annette, you're on the air with Dr. Lorraine Day. Go ahead, please.
God bless you, ladies, and I pray that you live until the second coming of Yahshua Christ Jesus. I have some clarifications that I believe are necessary to understand the scriptures. I respect the King James, but I know there's clarification necessary. Like, for instance, in where it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, just that word, the, is not in the Hebrew scriptures, which is necessary for it to be used. So the correct translation of that first sentence is in a beginning. And that tells me, along with a lot of other scriptures, that the scriptures that we understand at the present time is actually a recreation of the earth. And the Bible speaks of the world that then was. Then there's another clarification in Genesis 4:1, where it says Adam knew his wife Eve, semicolon, and she bare Cain. There would never be a semicolon after that phrase, Adam knew his wife Eve, unless the thoughts were separated. What the Bible is saying in a very delicate way is that Cain is not Adam's son, and that's confirmed even in the New Testament, where Jesus Christ said of certain ones in Judea, they were the ones of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9.
Okay, now why is this so important, what you're saying here?
Well, it's young, because what your program is doing is your program is dealing with life and everything that affects our life, whether it be political, economic, and spiritual. And what's important to understand is that the Bible is God's telling his creation how he wants it to function, and that he created different races, put them on the earth in different places, and the youngest race is Adam, or mankind. Not all the races are.
Okay. All right. Let me go back to Dr. Day here and get her comment on this. And I was also, I've got a call from Korea coming in, so I want to get to that. Do you have a short comment that you could make right now, Dr. Day,
okay,
in response to that?
She is correct in the first thing. It's in a beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. But the one thing that she's missing is it says the earth became chaos and an abyss, which are the real words. The earth became, because it says the earth was without form and void. There's no word was in the Hebrew. It's always the word became. So certainly when God created humanity, it was a recreation of the earth. But when it says it was chaos and abyss, that tells us that Satan had been there already, because the bottomless pit in Revelation is the same word as chaos and abyss in the Hebrew.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So we know that was a whole eon before. But again, I discuss that thoroughly in the book.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on then. I want to go to Hanny Hanna in Korea. Hanny, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Day. Thank you for calling.
Great. I've been waiting for this all week. Real quick to the listeners who are complaining that this is a religious show, no, it's not. It's a show that acknowledges the Bible and the Word of God. Religion is what happens in those state-run, tax-exempt churches. Dr. Day, I'm a Palestinian American, and my mother was a refugee in 1948 out of Israel. I also work for Jeff Rantz, and you were one of my favorite guests when you used to do his show way back when. I make the MP3s for his online subscribers. And I want to know if you came up with any information to enlighten us more about the synagogue of Satan. And you know, you've touched on it before on his show way back when, and I just want to know what you can say about that.
Okay.
Well, again, it was the Pharisees. There were no, the word Jew is not in the Bible. The word Jew is not in the Bible. The word Gentile is not in the Bible. The word in the Old Testament is a derivative of Jehovah. It meant the Israelites who worship the God Jehovah. They have taken Yehudi and made it into Jew, and it's really a derivative of Yehovah. And in the New Testament, there's no word Jew. It's the word Judahite or Judean, because those who worshiped the God in the temple in Jerusalem were in Judea, and they were called Judeans. The word Gentile is not in there. It's the word nations, and the Bible defines it, those who know not God. So the Bible only talks about two groups of people, believers and unbelievers. It doesn't talk about ethnic groups. The word Jew, there wasn't even the letter J until about the 15th or 16th century after Christ. So these people were either believers in Christ or unbelievers. In fact, the Israelites were actually Christians. They were not Jews. They were Christians because they were looking forward to Christ, the Messiah, who would be coming. And so I explain all of this in the Bible as well. And so the translators have tried to make Jews and Gentiles into ethnicities when they actually are the words Judean or nations and represented whether they worshiped the true God who was in the temple in Jerusalem or whether they worshiped multiple pagan gods. So it's believers and unbelievers. It has nothing to do with Jews and Gentiles. The Jews didn't start until long after Christ when the Talmud was written down by the Pharisees. When the Talmud was written down by the Pharisees, that was the false doctrines of the elders, and that's what became Judaism long after Christ died and was resurrected and ascended.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanny, for calling in. We appreciate you very much. Let's go to Chris in – oh, let me – I have a question here online. David wants to know, why do we die? What is death and the purpose of it, and why do we die?
Death is caused by sin. It says when Adam sinned, he passed death to the whole population after him. And so we die because we're separated from God. And God will eventually restore everyone when they get to know God. But there was no death until Adam and Eve sinned. There was no death. Nothing died. But when Adam sinned, then he passed death onto it. And we sin because we are dying because we are separated from God. And so the reason that bad things happen to good people, as you were talking earlier about all these starving children in Africa. If there's a God, why does he let that happen? Well, in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve, don't eat of the tree. You tell your children, don't do drugs. Sometimes the children do drugs because they got to find out what it is, and they find out it's terrible. God said, don't eat of the tree. Bad things will happen. But they had to try it out. So God is allowing the world to see where sin leads. Because he told us, don't do this, and he gives us the Ten Commandments with people disobey. Oh, I can do that. That's not going to happen to me. But he's allowing everything to work itself out so we can see how bad sin really is.
All right. Okay, thank you very much for that. And then also I have this question. How does Dr. Day interpret the verse where Jesus says to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil?
Well, that's right. It wasn't literally of the devil because Satan didn't have any children. He's an angel, even a bad angel, and angels don't procreate like human beings do. And so he's of the temperament and the attitude and the understanding of his father, the devil. That's right.
Okay. All right. And let's go to Chris in Missouri. Chris in Missouri, you're on the air with Dr. Lorraine Day. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. My question is this. If your guest believes in God and believes in the devil, how is it that she thinks that everybody's going to come to God at the end when we have Satan, who is in hell? That doesn't make any sense to say to somebody, well, everybody's going to come back to God because then Satan would be coming back to God. Nobody would be punished. Everything is going to be great, so do whatever you want.
Okay, I'm not so sure I understand, but Dr. Day, do you understand his question?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying, and that is what he's suggesting is that I can that everybody can do whatever they want and God's going to save them anyway. I have made very clear at the beginning of this program, I do not believe that. I do not believe that. That's Calvinism, and that says God's going to save everybody in their sin. God is great enough that he can lead us through all the things we need to know until we understand our need for God. If you say that Satan, there's no evidence in the Bible that Satan is now in hell. the word hell is not in the Bible. Again, we've discussed that earlier. If you think Satan is a created creature, he's the adversary. He's the adversary. You think that God has lost control of his creatures, that Satan can do anything he wants? If you read the book of Job, it tells you clearly that Satan can only do what God allows. What you have to realize is that Satan unknowingly, now you have to listen to my whole phrase here, Satan unknowingly is God's vice president of quality control. He comes to tempt us. He comes to tempt us to see if we're strong enough to stand for God. And until we're sick and we turn to God, until we have financial ruin and we turn to God, then we're not ready to be saved until we understand our need for God and for God to change our life.
All right. You know, I want to come out of this feeling as though we have had a new lease on life, that we have a new freedom now, that we have a new relationship potentially with our Heavenly Father as a result of all of this. And I'd almost like to get to that. How does this free us up to be much more positive and much more powerful in our own personal lives, and the desire to want to study Scripture even more and to want to know our Heavenly Father even more? And I don't know how many people have done what you have done, but I cannot even conceive of the amount of time and effort that you have spent and the relationship that you must have with your Heavenly Father. It must be absolutely incredible. So maybe we can talk about that briefly after this break. But Joe in L.A., let me just bring you on real quick and I'll hold you over. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Quickly.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I first of all, you know, weeping, gnashing of teeth, you'll come to the door, but I never knew you.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the break. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce and Dr. Lorraine Day. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do,
Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous, but He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Yahweh song. We play that every Friday before the Sabbath. We thank you all for joining us today, and hopefully you've gained from this program. I want to, hopefully we can get to the, you know, the positive side of all of this and what this does to enable us to be better people in this world. But let me go back to Joe in L.A. Go ahead, please, Joe, and finish up your question for Dr. Day.
I was saying, I feel like Dr. Day has come to the conclusion that there's no hell. So every interpretation that she comes up with is just is going to defend that. So it comes down to nitpicking certain words when you have verse after verse. And again, I wasn't raised a Christian. I wasn't born, I didn't grow up with this stuff, but it's like you come to a certain understanding. The Bible talks about Sheol in many instances. It talks about weeping and gnashing of teeth. It says fear of God is the first step towards wisdom. You'll come to the door. You never knew me. Why did Jesus even come to the earth and perform miracles to convince everyone that he was the Son of God, that he was God, if people weren't damning themselves to hell? What would be the point of that?
All right, let me go to Dr. Day. Let me go to Dr. Day for her answer.
I have never suggested that people don't reap what they've sown. But reaping what you sow is remedial. It turns you back to right doing. If you worship a God who's punitive, who says, I'm good, you're bad, and I'm going to torture you forever in hellfire. We don't even do that in our courts. Human beings in the bad judicial system that we have, there is a punishment that meets the crime. But God doesn't even use the word punish. The word is consequences. We reap what we sow. And so I have never suggested that we don't need a Savior. We do need a Savior, and that's what I'm talking about. The Savior has come to save us from our sins, not save us in our sins. And again, if you really understand the difference between universalism, which is God doesn't care what you do and he's going to save you just as you are, well, then heaven and the new earth would be just like it is now. There would be terrible things happening. But
okay.
God is going to allow us to get ourselves into so much trouble that we finally recognize our need to turn to God and get rid of all this separatism. Well, I made the right choice and this guy didn't and he deserves to burn in hell. That is the basis, actually, of all wars.
Okay,
so
let me go.
God is not like that. And when you study, there is sense knowledge, which means we can gather facts through what we see, hear, touch, taste, and feel. But we need spiritual understanding. And that's when God changes your heart, that you understand who God is. God is love. God is not a threatening God who's going to burn us in hellfire.
Will he eventually?
Love, and it says love never fails.
Will he eventually show us this? Will he eventually show this if we search him out enough?
He's already shown it, and if you search it out, you'll understand it. Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lorraine Day, for joining us in the Power Hour today. The book is Who Rewrote the Bible, drday.com, or 800-574-2437. Thank you so much, Dr. Day, for joining us on the Power Hour today. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Power Hour Gold. If you've never checked it out, powerhourgold.com. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you on Monday. We love you at the Power Hour.
See you guys.